This is Fred Film Radio. I am Francesco Belais from Turin Gay and Lesbian Film Festival with Willem Speck.
Yes.
How are you, Willem?
Good. I'm very good.
How do you feel to be in the jury of this important LGBT Italian festival?
Well, it's a pleasure again. I was in a jury a couple of years ago, and most importantly, I was here at the very first festival in 1986 with my first fiction film, which won the award. So this was one of the early awards I ever got as a filmmaker in my life, so it really influenced me. And at the same time, I realize how this festival has grown and established itself and became one of Europe's most important queer film festivals, and that's a wonderful thing.
In your work, you focused on men's movement and homosexual identity, so you are in the right place here in Turin. Can you please tell us something about this, about your work, about your interests?
Well, it started in the 70s, mainly with the interest that the gay movement at that time already in Germany was very strong, but also they were fighting each other for many ideological reasons. And I said, you know what, this fighting between men is like so not what I want from the gay world. I want the gay world to be to create a new man, so to speak. So we started the men's movement parallel in Berlin, and that, of course, inspiration came again from the U.S., who started that in the late 60s. And that was just a different view on being a male in a dominant, male-dominant society, but you don't want to dominate, you want to be a human being. So how can we create a human being out of the male, you know, like a master race kind of type, which is still the same problem today. I mean, of course, this isn't solved at all, but on the other hand, we made big steps. And enforcing the gay movement, combining with lesbians and trans, made definitely a new view on the world.
What about your experience with Berlin International Film Festival? You created the Berlinale's Queer Film Prize, the Teddy Award, right? So please tell us something about this, please.
Well, I made my first little short film in San Francisco, where I went to the film school, and I came back in 1980 to Berlin, and that film was picked by the director of the program called Panorama, which I'm now the head of. And so this is how I got into the Berlinale with my little film, which was a gay film, very openly gay film. At that time, this was kind of rare. You didn't have that many films to choose from. And, well, I became a programmer over the next 10 years. And in 87, we decided that we need an award in order to enhance also the attention of mainstream media and get our stories across, not just to the minority itself, the in-group, but also to the outer world, because both is necessary. For one, you need a subcultural strong work to do in order to create new ideas that are not mainstream, but then you also have to interest the mainstream for these new ideas in order to change something in general. And with these elements we were working, and we are still working on that. The Teddy became was like 30 years this year. So we had a program also that looked back to the early films, and I also showed films that created the idea to make the Teddy, which is like Chantal Ackerman, who killed herself last year, who was very early on an incredible strong force of a new view on women and womanhood, like we wanted to have a new view on manhood. So these elements were reflected in the retrospective program in Berlin this year, and it was quite successful. We created also the Queer Academy, which is the combination of people from all over the world that come to the Berlin Film Festival, because we show the newest and the strongest and whatever most interesting queer films that are in the air. And that Queer Academy meeting had like two big sessions, which I really enjoyed having these people together to share their experiences from Africa to Asia to the U.S. to Latin America, especially because Latin America is the boom continent in the last years. Mm-hmm. Chilean films, Colombian films, of course, Brazil and Argentina. So it was Mexico, not to forget, very strong. So, the world is becoming a more interesting place for queer people to live in. The to live in is a very important connotation in this moment, because many places you cannot live in, and you have to fight for your everyday existence, and that is something we can try to strengthen from those countries that have a little bit of better situation, like Italy or Germany.
In Italy, LGBT people have no rights at the moment, you know. And so what do you think about the situation in Italy about the gay rights, LGBT rights?
Well, it's more or less the same struggle everywhere in Europe. I mean, you have some countries looking much more advanced, but when you look closely, it's not that advanced. In Germany, for example, the politicians are busy every day to make clear that gay people are not the same as the heterosexual people. Even though you almost have all the rights that should be granted by the Constitution, but they're just incredibly busy in making sure that it's not the same. So this is a fight we have. I look at the world in the way that I see different time frames in different cultures. Let's say in the Arab world, this is like the 1500s compared to Europe. Yeah. When we say, okay, we are 2016, which is already, of course, an imperialistic thought, but nevertheless, when we say we are 2016, then we have some countries who are already 2025. And many countries who are only 1500s, like the Arab world, you know. So you have the same structure, the same problems for queer people wherever you go in the world, but on different levels of the time scale that we, when we look into history, and I think this gives also this way of looking at it gives also the strength to understand that we actually can change things, because things have changed in the past, also in the recent past, so they also will change in the future. Not necessarily to the better, as we know. There were many backlashes in history for queer people, but we know that it depends on us. What we do has an impact on what will be.
Okay, and films and fictions have, they are important to change the people.
Well, my first experience was in 1970, and I hitchhiked from Freiburg, which is in the southwest of Germany, to Heidelberg, to the university where they showed a gay film, which was like unheard of. And that gay film has a wonderful title, and I will spell it out for you. Not the homosexual is perverse, but the situation in which he lives. And that's a film made by Rosa von Braunheim, and at that time, most works were group works. You know, it was the time of communes. I lived in a commune. And so there were many people involved. But the main name is Rosa von Braunheim, a filmmaker who is still making films. And he also has a film this year in the Torino Gay Lesbian Film Festival, actually explaining the Teddy anniversary. So that film created a scandal in Germany. It was only broadcasted 3 years later, in 1973. The country of Bavaria was immediately turning off their broadcasting systems. They didn't want their Bavarian people to see the film. But the rest of the republic saw the film of West Germany. And the riot was interesting enough, not only that heterosexual people, who at that point did not know yet that they're heterosexual, they just thought they're everything, and the gay people come from outer space. So they had to learn, then they have to share their world with other sexualities. And the gay people were also angry against the film, because the film is attacking the laziness of the consumer gay, who is just like looking for sex and party and not changing anything or doing anything about the politics of a country. So he made enemies wherever you look. But that is almost a concept of that filmmaker, because it makes everyone angry, so something happens, because people start to talk and be emotional about circumstances that usually are hushed up and put under the carpet. So I learned very early on that film has a strong political power and the power to also influence the changes in society.
Thanks to Willem Speck from Touring Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, Francesco Belais for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.